With Thanksgiving and the holiday season fast approaching, you might be thinking of having your young one's official portrait taken. Here's Corinne Stembridge with her adventures at her baby's first photo shoot.
A few weeks ago at my mom's and baby's class, I overheard two of the mothers having a conversation about the importance of having a baby's portrait taken. They were having Leonard take their son's pictures on Wednesday, they said, and would any of the rest of us like to come along? Having someone take a studio portrait of my son was something I hadn't really considered. As of his 4-month birthday, we'd shot about 75 rolls of film, so it's not as if his early months lacked documentation. But something about the idea of having JJ sit for an official commemoration of his babyhood, well, that just appealed. Now, mind you, once I found out that Leonard was the head photographer at the local department store portrait studio, I thought seriously about backing out. But apparently, having that portrait experience is one of the 10 commandments of parenthood. And so there I was, one of a caravan of strollers heading into an already crowded waiting room. "Do you have any coupons?" they asked me. "Nope, no coupons," I said. "That's a shame," said the cheerful lady behind the counter. "If you had a coupon, it would be half price. What kind of background would you like?" "Something very plain," I said. "Are you certain I can't interest you in Barney or Blue's Clues?" she said. "I'm pretty certain." Soon my son and I were ushered into a room where Leonard would work his magic. Once I had declined the photographer's final attempt to add a creative element in the form of a pair of large styrofoam alphabet blocks, he sighed and plopped my son unceremoniously into a white fur-covered baby holder in front of a plain white background. Then Leonard commenced to waggling a mangy skunk puppet while shouting, "Peekaboo!" My son did not smile. Instead, he tipped over while attempting to free himself from the baby holder. "I don't understand it," said Leonard. "All the babies like the peekaboo skunk." "Well," I said, "you might want to cluck like a chicken. He seems to like chickens." "You must be kidding me," said Leonard, as if making a few silly chicken noises were beneath him. "Nope, I'm actually not kidding," I said. So Leonard started with a few tentative bok boks, and then he got into the spirit of the thing and let out a big cock-a-doodle-doo. Now my son recognizes a quality rooster impression when he hears one, and he lit up with a huge grin of appreciation. Snap went the camera, and there was my son, frozen in time, forever 4 months old, and smiling.